Hello, hello. Right. So, I had a question. Thank you, by the way. Welcome. Welcome to this week's podcast from the Nail Room. How are you? I hope you've had a good week. God, just throw yourself in there, sir. Straight in. Bosh. Somebody messaged me this week with a suggestion for a topic, and for some reason, because my inbox has been rather busy this week with all sorts of things, I can't find the message. So whoever you are, thank you. And I'm so sorry that I can't find your message. But the suggestion was along the lines of comparing ourselves to other people. Now, I've touched on this before about social media, and is social media kind of ruining your business? Is it affecting you negatively? But I want to go a bit deeper today. We're going deep, like my man voice in the morning. It is only 7:39 in the morning. We're going deeper, and we're just going to pull this apart a little bit more, because I think we need to look at, actually, is this getting to the stage where it's having a negative impact on your whole business and your income? So that is the theme of this week's podcast. Strap yourself in. Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. Okey-dokey. So, yes, this week we're looking at comparisons, but in a much deeper level. Because I think it's affecting people on a business level, on an income level, which is going to affect your overall success, which might mean inevitably that you give up a profession that you love because you think you're not doing well and not good enough, when in actual fact, you haven't allowed yourself to blossom because you're too afraid of the comparison side. Do you see what I mean? So I asked a few questions here, there, and everywhere, as you do. You know what I'm like. And here's some of the answers I got. So I was asking, like, why do we do this? Why do we do this, like, deep comparison? Glitter Sparkle Nail Design replied. That reminds me of the trolls. I am Lady Fairy Glitter Sparkle or something like that. You know which one I mean. I compare my nail work to others, as I'm my biggest big. I can't, oh my God, I cannot say it. Biggest critic ever. I need more tea. Hang on, hang on. I just need a swig of tea. God. Just going to digress slightly. Have any of you tried the Yorkshire tea malted biscuit flavour? Shut the front door. It's amazing. I have a box at home and a box at work. Oh yeah, I'm in love with it. Yorkshire tea. It's in like a yellowy orangey packet. This one tastes like you've got a rich tea biscuit. Oh, it's amazing. Right, where was I? Glitter Sparkle Nail Design. I compare my nail work to others as I am my biggest critic ever. I get it 100% because that is what we do. We criticize ourselves. But are you drawing the line between critique and criticism? So it's okay to look at somebody's work and go, wow, that C curve is absolutely spot on. I must make sure I pay attention so that I can get a C curve like that when I'm sculpting. Or, I don't know, the shaping on the cuticle application on that nail, so neat. Oh my God, I must work towards that. Or do you go, I'll never be able to do that. I wish I was like that. Do you see what I mean? It's that script that's in our head. Jenny's Dream Nails says, we see in others what we feel we lack in ourselves. That's me anyway. And I completely relate to that because I'm obsessed at the moment about really detailed freehand designs. And things that I know at the moment I'm not ready to do and that I'm working towards. And I find myself obsessing over it. But that's because my brain wants me to pull apart what they've done and learn how to do it. Because that's how I learn. I look at what other people have done and I literally pick it apart until I get to the basics and then build back up again. So there's a level again. Are you looking at other people's work and saying, I'll never do that? Or are you saying, how did she do that? Or how did he do that? There's a positive and a negative, isn't there?
Some more responses. The nail barn says, I definitely don't feel confident enough as I'm newly qualified. Yeah, I get that though. When you're newly qualified, you are literally thrown into a world where you're comparing yourself to people that have been in the industry for like 15 years. So there's going to be a definite difference in your ability, but that's okay. I think it's harder when you've been in the nail game for, say, 7 years and someone else has been in the nail game for 7 years. And for some reason, they're just better at something that you're not as good at. That's hard. Because then you're like, well, we've been doing it at the same time. Why can't I do that? You know, that kind of that mental script that we play over and over in our heads can be quite detrimental to our health and our business. Shelley Carr says, yes, self-doubt and undervaluing my work. Well, you shouldn't, young lady, because I've seen your work and I've trained you, so I know your work. Do not undervalue your work. You need to realize what you're capable of. Again, go back to when you first did a set of nails. I've said this loads of times to people. Look at how far you've come. Look at your journey. Look at what you've achieved. Glamophile says, yes, constantly feeling not as good as others has impact on life, so definitely on business. Yeah, it does have an impact on your life, has an impact on your mood, your self-confidence, your self-belief. Therefore, you're not going to push your business. I know it. I've done it. I've fallen behind because I wasn't confident enough to take the leaps of faith with ideas that were offered to me years ago. So I had an opportunity. I had plenty of opportunities in the past, and I lacked the self-confidence to take those opportunities, and they would have worked. Now, looking back on it, they would have worked, but I wasn't ready. And if I wasn't ready, then I probably would have just absolutely mentally torn myself apart. I qualified as an educator, yet it took me a year to pluck up the balls to put my hard work through accreditation. So I wrote all my own courses and to get them accredited because I was so frightened of getting them picked apart and somebody critiquing me. And I didn't know how I'd take it. They were fine. It was fine. But I was absolutely petrified. Kerry, I was asking, you know, does it have a negative impact on your life and your business? And Kerry put, only if you allow it to. Well, exactly. That is true. Only if you allow it to. You have to let it in. It's like a naughty little beast knocking at the door. Do you let it in? If you knew it was going to smash your house up, would you let it in? No. So why do we? Why do we listen to this stupid voice? More people responding. Do you feel like your business growth has been affected by the fear from comparing yourself to others? Oh, I think people are still answering to the other one as well. So I also wrote, why do we compare ourselves to others in a negative way? So this has come up with the wrong question next to the wrong answer. I don't know why. Lollies Talons 44 says insecurity, and then she's put like a my favorite emoji. I use that all the time. Yeah, 100% insecurity. Do you know what? I'll let you into a secret. When my social media growth was at its highest rate, and I was gaining, I don't know, 1 to 2,000 followers a day. I can't even imagine what that feels like now because the algorithm's changed and it's all crap. But back in the day, I didn't care. I made this pact to myself. I was at 400 followers, right? And I just felt like I was going nowhere because I was trying to copy the latest trends because I thought that's what you had to do. And then I decided, no. I'm going to do what's in my creative mind that I enjoy doing. And I'm going to love every minute of my journey. And I'm not going to care. And what happened was, because I was doing something different, not the same as everyone else, and my Instagram just shot up. It just grew massively. I went from like 100 views, and I remember just all of a sudden I had 50,000 views. I was like, on a video, I was like, what the hell is going on? I was so excited, so I did more. I did more of what I liked and what I wanted, and it just kept working. And then it almost feels like I got to a certain point And I started paying attention to trends and trying to be in the trend rather than start a trend or do something different. And it slowed me back down again. Your journey has to be about you, your nail style, your art, what you like. Don't keep following, because where does a trend come from? It comes from someone who did their own thing. So do your own thing. It might not always work, but at least you'll enjoy what you're doing. Otherwise, you're constantly trying to climb up a slippery ladder to be like someone else. But you don't need to be like them. By all means, recreate work if it inspires you. I still do that. But find your own thing that you like doing. Do you know what I mean? Does that, I hope that makes sense. Sarah Dosa said, or Dosa said, we are never satisfied with ourselves. Again, that's so right. Well, some people are. Some people are quite easily kind of like, I've done that. That's cool. I can't sit still for very long. That's why I do all these things. I do the podcast, I do the YouTube, I do the Instagram. Just sniffed. I work in the salon, I do teaching, I do online courses, I do face-to-face courses. I'm a mum, you know, and I do all that because I can't sit still. I can't sit on my laurels. Every time I feel like I'm getting somewhere, I have to try something new. So I guess, yeah, that's what we're like as human beings. Some of us just constantly keep moving. We just can't seem to sit still. Nicole's Nails and Beauty said, we humans, my God, are harsh. Yeah, we are. We're arseholes. G, this is my hairstylist, G. She said, because my brain hates me, which is true. Our brains can sometimes turn against us. If we're in that frame of mind, your best bet is to stay away from social media. Stay away. Do some self-care. Put your phone down. Go for a long walk. Breathe in the fresh air. Look at the beautiful trees. Do something else. Put it down, because nothing you do while you're in that mindset is going to be productive. Zero. Zilch. None of it. You have to be in a good headspace. Nails by Friend said, because we're our own worst critic again. We are, aren't we? But why? Do we feel good about what we're saying to ourselves? No. Nobody feels good. Hang on, I'm just making sure I've gone through everything. Because I have this habit of losing things. Oh, hang on. I have got some other bits. Hang on. I'm just going to find it. I'm going to go into my Instagram. This is technology. But I can't remember what account it's on. So I'm going to look on both accounts because I really don't know. And I can't remember if it's on this one or my other one. No, I think it's on the other one. Let me go back. So, yeah, I'll just bumble away while I'm doing this. Here we are. Here we are. This is from Zara, Queen Bee Nails and Beauty, who I've had the pleasure of meeting because she did a Swarovski course with me and she's amazing. She's lush. She said, I feel like we have a built-in comparison sensor in our brains. I used to do it with everything. Not so much now because I don't really care so much. I am who I am, but I do still compare myself to other nail techs. I feel in a more positive way now rather than negative as I look at others' work and then look at my own on where I could improve. That's exactly what I was talking about, that mindset. I don't wish I was as good as them because we're all amazing at what we do. We all have different strengths. And we only tend to show our strengths rather than what we need to work on. So when people are forever only posting their strengths, then I can see why it gets some people down. I think I tick, oh God, I think I think differently and look at things in a lot of different ways. I don't think it restricts my business growth. I think it enhances it. I get to try new skills and techniques on my clients. In turn, they're getting something completely unique to what other nail techs in my area are doing. I do still have days where I feel negative about my business and how I work, but then I have to look at my growing business. Even though it's still small and we are hit hard by a pandemic, I'm still growing. I'm still learning and I'm always improving. My clients are loyal and come back because they like that I do like to be a bit daring and I do try new things and I love it. We're on a huge platform that offers so much inspiration. So rather than using it as a platform to pull myself down, I flip it and use it to inspire me and push me to constantly up my game. God, why do I always send essays? Sorry, Sarah. But you are bang on the money. You have just written the exact message that I am trying to get across in this podcast. So everyone listen to Zara, because she knows. She's got it. We have access to unlimited supply of inspiration. Use it, learn from it, study it. If you feel like you can't break it down, look for little courses. There are always little courses. So for example, right, I break down the basic skill levels on my courses that people need when they're getting started. So maybe they've done a beginner's course somewhere else and they just feel a little bit bombarded. So I break those skills down. I haven't actually got any more advanced, apart from acrylic ombre, advanced courses online yet. They are coming. Watch this space. But I did an advanced course online recently because I wanted to learn in-depth freehand painting. And it was great. The only downside is I probably won't use it much in salon because people don't want to pay for me to spend an hour painting a really detailed design on their nails. Most of my clients just want an hour and a half slot, in and out, off you go. But I want to do it for myself, for my nails, to showcase my skill level. So I still did it. Why not? I think you just need to get off your own backs and like stop giving yourself a hard time. Realize your growth. Look at where you've come from. And I've said this before, and do it again if you need to. Post a picture of your first set of nails. Now post a set that you're really proud of. Put it on your social media. Tag me, I want to see it. Show people where you've started and where you are now. Celebrate your own growth and development and be inspired by what's around you. Don't use comparison in a negative way. It will restrict you, which will restrict your business growth, which will restrict your income. And I don't know about you, but I don't want my income restricted. No, thank you. It's already hard enough as it is with a bloody pandemic. So take it from this week that we're all going to pull our knickers up and crack on with it and get some work going. And if I could help, message me. If there's anything else you want me to talk about on the podcast, please get in touch. And I'll see you in the next episode. Tally bye.